You're listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase Studio. And joining me on the line is Representative Robert Martwick. Hey, Representative, how you doing?
I'm good, Patty. How are you tonight?
I'm great. I was laughing with my producer because we were talking this afternoon. We wanted to discuss the rally on Friday where teachers were expressing their outrage with the fact they have not had a contract, that they're not able to negotiate with the city anymore. The city obviously struggling with the state of Illinois. And then one of the speakers got up and used language that has caused a lot of outrage, I think, from teachers themselves and from the police department. One of the speakers got up and said, F the police repeatedly. And when I texted you, my thinking was here we are. We've arrived at this moment where now because teachers are important in our lives, but the police department is important in our lives. You know, we're all struggling. There are many people who are suffering because of the budget impasse in Springfield. And I was like, here are two, these groups that are going after each other. This is kind of, I think, as a result of the state budget impasse. So I texted you and it turns out you were there.
I was more than there.
Uh-huh.
I was there was a number of speakers at the rally, and the Chicago Teachers Union, because of my sponsorship of the elected school board bill, they asked me, would you speak to elected governance and revenue? And I was very honored. I said yes, I would be happy to address your membership. And so I was up on the stage. I was the only elected official who was asked to speak. I was seated right next to this young woman.
Okay.
On the stage. And, it was quite an experience. One of the things that I give, the CTU credit for is that they see the broader picture. They don't just stay in their lane. They don't just say more money for teachers. They go beyond that. And they talk about issues of inequality of education, lack of resources. They are addressing the lack of funding. So they go outside just like pay for our members, which was what most unions do. And I actually really appreciate that. But, of course, the problem with that is when you start spreading yourself out, you run into issues that maybe they're not really helpful to what you're trying to accomplish. And so this young woman sat next to me. She's obviously an activist in the Black Lives Matter movement, which, listen, I have a great deal of respect for. Can I personally identify with it? No, I'm a privileged white man, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I get their issue, and I respect the fact that they're advocating for social justice. But after I finished speaking, I went and I sat down, and Karen Lewis, two speakers after me, took the microphone. And so this woman who was seated next to me, but on the other side of me, was just off of the stage, was a group of her friends. And Karen Lewis started to address the crowd and talk about her issues. And this woman's friends started to yap at Karen Lewis. And I say that because I don't know what they were saying.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of hard to hear. And at one point, Karen turned to them and said, okay, I hear you, I hear you. But this is my speech. And she turned to the crowd and she said, and the police are not our enemy. And these people lost it. And they started yelling at her and screaming at her. And the woman next to me said, no, don't worry. I get to speak.
Oh.
And I thought, uh-oh.
Oh, so you kind of saw a little bit of this coming,
I saw it coming.
Oh, no.
So she gets up and two speakers later after Karen Lewis, which I didn't understand. I thought they should have ended it after Karen. But
yeah.
Speakers later,
right. I mean, like, how do you follow Karen Lewis? That seems like a mic drop situation.
Right. And who invited her and why did they not bet what she was going to say to some extent, right? They thought that she should be censored. But this had nothing to do with the funding of education. Now, I'm not saying that their issues don't involve adequate funding for education, but her speech did not tie that in. About her anger at the injustices that she sees. And then, of course, she ends it with this rant that includes, and I'm not going to say it because I know I'm probably live here, F the police.
Yep.
And worse yet, F with them.
Oh, you're right. Like, she was encouraging behavior that, to make things worse.
Right. And it's just, it's it's at best a distraction from a very important goal. We're trying to draw attention to the fact that our school's problems are by and large because of inadequate funding, and instead we have to deal with this. And of course, we're neighbors, you and I, so we know we have as many police officers in our district as we have teachers.
Right.
And in many instances, the teachers are married to the police officers, mm-hmm. and vice versa. And so, you know, this really wasn't helpful to what we're trying to accomplish here. We've got a governor who is holding up funding on very important issues, and he's demonizing organized labor. And here you have two extremely important organized labor groups, and they're fighting with each other over silly things, really, really. And these are huge distractions from the real problem.
Well, and you say at best it's that, but at worst, I think publicly, I think the impression is any sort of if people sympathize with teachers, I think a lot of that has been destroyed by just that speech, because that's the only thing that people are playing. They're demanding that Karen Lewis answer for that. And I know people are like, well, it wasn't her. Well, like you mentioned, like, who vetted her? Who was in charge? It was a C2U. This ultimately, I think, rests at her feet, whether or not she wants it.
It does. And I have the utmost respect and admiration for Karen Lewis, because she is such a powerful advocate for education. And I mean that. Yes, she represents teachers in their contract negotiations. But as I said, she draws attention to inequitable funding, the fact that minority students are not getting the same treatment as wealthy students. She talks about so many issues, the overcrowding of the classrooms. So I have a lot of respect for her, but you're right. This does fall at her feet. I reached out to the Chicago Teachers Union myself, and I said, look, whatever happened, you guys need to own it, and you need to denounce these comments, because, as you said, you know, so I have a thing when I speak to speakers, when I speak to groups of teachers, and in fact, I actually said this when I spoke at the group, mm-hmm. and it's a joke. It's a joke, and it's only funny because it's true, so it's a funny in an uncomfortable way, right. And I know we're talking very seriously here, but every time I meet a group of teachers, I say, thank God for teachers. Thank God for teachers, because before you, it was us lawyers that were the butt of all the jokes. You guys took all the pressure off.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? And everyone laughs, and then they go, oh, and I go, yeah. I say, when do teachers become the root of all of our problems? It's wrong. Why do we demonize the teachers?
Mm-hmm.
But by the same token, if what we're doing as a society is we're picking out a couple of bad actors amongst an overwhelming majority of teachers who are just fantastic at what they do, and we're demonizing the whole profession because of a couple of bad actors,
and
we
this is what
do the same thing to police
exactly officers. Exactly. That's what's so bizarre about this, because I like you mentioned, you know, we live in a neighborhood that has a lot of police officers, a lot of teachers, and on Facebook now I can see all of their conversations because I am friends with many of them.
Yes.
There's a neighbor of ours, I don't know if you've seen, and I won't say his name on the air, but he's actually someone who has run for alderman in our area. So he's posted a couple things that has then led a lot of people to jump on. And for one thing, they're saying that they, you know, the police department was basically thrown under the bus by the Chicago Teachers Union. When will, you know, things like this must be a joke. These are the people organizing anti-police rallies. I mean, they're lumping them in. The guy who has the page says there are a few out there who support us, the 20% who voted against Lewis. Now, that's causing even more of a fight, because that's not true. More than 20% of the teachers support the police department. Absolutely. Because the next comment says, then that means 80% say F the police. You know, it's getting really ugly. And these are not the two groups that should be fighting with each other. But that's what that woman becomes in that situation, is a sort of match to this fire. I mean, to this.
That's right.
It's more gasoline on a fire.
Right. And I had a personal phone conversation with the individual that you're talking about, because he is, you know, he's a police officer and he's, of course, a public figure.
Mm-hmm.
And I reached out to him and I said, I want you to know what Karen Lewis said before this speech. And he said, well, how come nobody followed up and you know, renounced her and took the mic after that? And I said, you know, this is a big rally. And I said, to be honest with you, the vast majority of the people at the rally did not hear what was going on. And he said, well, everyone cheered. I said, no, no. I was sitting on the stage, the problem was is the cell phone video that you see.
Yes, it sounds like people are just
right up next to the stage. And remember, I'm sitting on a stage. I was surrounded by this woman's supporters.
Right.
They were the ones screaming and yelling. The rest of the group, it was like, it was not a happy moment. And remember, a lot of people couldn't hear the speakers. I ran into someone who said I was at the rally. And I said, oh, did you see me? And they're like, no, you were there. I said, I spoke. And they're like, oh, we couldn't hear any of the speakers.
Ugh.
So, you know, we have to put it in context. But to cast the whole group of teachers and even the whole teachers union.
Right.
For the actions of this one person is the same thing. It's almost like, and again, I see it from some teachers, which bothers me, is like casting the FOP
right
with the actions of Jason Van Dyke. Well, that's ridiculous.
Exactly.
The FOP represents the rank and file. They represent my neighbors who are police officers that I have nothing but respect for. I don't respect Jason Van Dyke for what he did to Laquan McDonald, but you can't paint everybody with that brush.
No, I agree. And it is, but it is, it's certainly coming to that. It seems if I'm, you know, watching this, people really just going after each other, whether it's, you know, on Facebook or, you know, I work out at a place where there's a lot of cops, there's firefighters, there's teachers. And here's the thing, to the rest of the state, they're the ones who are the biggest cause of the budget impasse that we're in because of our pension obligation. It's so mind-boggling, Representative Martwick.
Yeah, I made this argument to both the police officer that you're talking about and to the Chicago Teachers Union when I called them. I said, let me tell you something. I'm a lawyer. I'm not a member of a labor union. I'm a supporter. But if the governor achieves what he wants to achieve by destroying your unions,
mm-hmm.
it won't affect me in the least bit. I'll be sorry. And I'll fight against it. But here's the thing. Union means work together.
Right.
And you better start working together and realize that the vast majority of your interests are common interests, or he will win.
Right.
And he will be, yeah.
This seems like exactly the kind of thing that plays into that, that, you know, now they're coming apart.
It absolutely does.
I think that this, again, this seems to play exactly into a plan of let's break down the unions.
Right. And it was really a black mark on an otherwise wonderful day because what it was again, you know, and a lot of people they say, well, it wasn't a real strike and this and that. And I say, no, but we have issues in the state that people are unwilling to address. And you and I have talked about this. I have constituents write me all the time and say, find a solution to the budget. And I write back and I say, you realize that the only solution to the budget involves raising revenue.
Right.
No one wants to say it. So I was happy to join the CTU because it was finally some group dealing with realities.
Mm-hmm.
It may not be a reality we like. We might not want to pay more taxes. We might wish that we could cut our way out of the problem, but it can't be done. And finally, one group was standing up and saying, let's address the realities of our situation. I appreciated that. That's why I joined them. But this woman was just a distraction, and she was a black mark on an otherwise wonderful day.
Yeah, I think that the sympathies for the teachers were weakened by that that speech. But we are talking to Representative Robert Martwick, and can you hold on the line so we can wrap it up? And I also want to talk to you about what's going on in Springfield, if there's any positive news. Wonderful. Yeah. Thank you. More after this on 720 WGN. You're listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase Studio. I'm joined by Representative Robert Martwick. We've been talking about the teachers union, the rally on Friday and sort of the now rift. Is it your sense, Representative Martwick, that the police department and the teachers union are at odds with each other, or do you think this will kind of die down and hopefully go away?
Well, I think it will. I think there needs to be a little bit of peace made, but I do think it will die down. Remember, the vast majority of their interests are similar, identical, really. And, they have to accept that neither of them are perfect.
Right.
They all have mistakes. It's a, you know, it's a human condition. It's a democracy. But I think it will die down. And I think there'll be peace. I think we'll move forward. I'm hopeful, you know, and I'm doing the best I can. I mean, I've reached out to CTU. I will reach out to the FOP. And, as I said, I've spoken to individual police officers, but I'm going to reach out to the organization and do my best to make that happen.
Well, and it would seem, look, they are important people in our lives, teachers, the police. We, you know, and they're at a point right now where they're feeling as though they're not valued because of the pay, because of the state, because of, you know, with the police department, with the videos and the protesting against them, you know, with the teachers, they're constantly being told we're going to have cutbacks, they're going to be firings. I talked to an aide at my son's old school at Beard, which is a school for children with autism, and she was fired and then hired back. She was fired and hired back. And finally, she was like, I had to leave the school, and they're understaffed there. And those are the kids that need it the most. So they're being pushed to their limits. And this is not a time for them to be fighting with each other. So hopefully it can be smoothed over somehow.
And you make a great point. You know, there are two professions that it is almost a necessity for them to do what they need to do, that they have the respect
yes.
of the people that they're serving. And yet both of them are lacking that right now.
Yes.
So you're not going to restore that respect that you need to do your job by taking on someone else who needs the respect.
Yeah.
And so they need to start working together, and hopefully that will happen soon.
And the show wants to go out on a limb and say we respect the teachers and the police department of Chicago. Thank you for the job that you do. That's the limb. That's a limb I'm willing to go out on, Craig. Do you think it's a safe limb to go out on? I think it's a safe limb to go out on. Representative Martwick, what are you working on that you would say people should know about in Springfield?
Well, the biggest bill that I passed so far is the Elected Representative School Board for the City of Chicago. We've talked about it plenty on your show, but, you know, it gives people in a democracy what they want, which is elected accountability over their school matters. I'm also filed a companion bill, which would create an elected representative school board for the city colleges of Chicago. Obviously not the same hot button issue, but nonetheless, really the same impact. It's cool. The only community college board in the state that is appointed and not elected. Mm-hmm. And there have been some issues with city colleges. And so,
yeah.
Again, this is about providing democracy to the taxpayers.
Well, I want to thank you for your time. We have to run, but can we check in with you next week and see how things are going?
Always. I'm always happy to talk to you.
Excellent. Get some rest. Will you go fix the state?
Thanks. I'll do my best. Have a great night.
You too. Representative Martwick. More after this on 720 WGN.